So we're going to totally switch gears from distance education or curriculum development and talk a little bit about effort portfolios. And this is something I've been doing in my class for about 5 to 6 years and something I wanted to share with you. So I've been teaching a plant identification course for about 15 years now. I feel really young. And in that 15 years, I've always wondered, how do my students best learn plants? How do they learn how to identify plants? How do they learn those scientific names? I like to think it's the same way I learn plants, but I'm guessing it's not always quite that way. I teach herbaceous ornamentals, and I have taught herbaceous ornamentals at Iowa State University this entire time for about 15 years. This is a 3-credit course that meets twice during the week for a 1-hour lecture and has one 2-hour lab during the week as well. It is required for certain options, but not all options. So 4 out of the 6 options are emphasis within our curriculum. This is a required class. And the primary objective of the class is for the students to learn the scientific name, the common name, and cultural information of about 200 different annual, perennials, bulbs, grasses. Sounds like a lot, and it is. They consider this a pretty hard class because it's a lot of memorization. And in that 15 years that I've been doing this, I've been thinking about, okay, how do we accomplish something that's difficult? And I read this book by Carol Dweck. Has anyone read this book about mindset? And this has really helped me kind of build how to move forward on this. I wanted my students to be in this growth mindset so that they overcome certain challenges, that they develop a mastery of their effort so that they accomplish certain goals. And that's part of what Dweck's book on mindset talks about. There's a link between having that growth mindset versus fixed mindset and the amount of effort that you put towards something. And in the past few years, we've actually done a little bit of research on this effort component of mindset and making us realize that it's not just the time you put in. That effort is more than just time. It's that meaningful and mindful effort that you use, which means it's a focused effort. It's intentional. It requires thinking and reflection. So having that said, that kind of set me up for, okay, in this class, what am I going to do? I'm going to try these different study strategies. I'm going to ask my students to try these different study strategies and then reflect about how well they're working for them. Here are some of the strategies that we had. Some of these you recognize. We use the same strategies when we were horticulture students. How many of you use flashcards? Okay, so flashcards are very popular. Some of them are new. We play plant Pictionary in a lecture as well. So we draw something and see if we can identify it. Online games, there's now electronic flashcards that you can create. And then other things like garden walks, walking around a garden and IDing things, or live samples are just a few of the things that are some of those study strategies. Out of all of these listed, there are only 2 of those strategies that I required my students to do. And that was a video. They had to create 2 videos, an annual video and a perennial video, and then they created 2 designs, a perennial design as a group and an annual design as an individual. All the others they could select and choose. And then at the end of the semester, I did require them to put this in something I called an effort portfolio. So they had to show me their work. They had to show me what strategies they used and provide evidence that they used that strategy. They can't just talk about it. I want to see the flashcards. I want to see the video, or I want to see the design, or whatever the case may be. They had to discuss how that strategy worked or didn't work and why, and what they would do differently to make it work if it didn't work. So it was very reflective, and it was a nice summary of that meaningful and mindful effort in my mind. This counted to about as much as an exam grade, so they knew it was important. And they actually had to graph their effort and achievement over time as well. So my research question with this assignment was, which strategies did they perceive as being most effective? And in telling you a little bit about that, I need to tell you a little bit about my students over the past 5 years as well. So there's about 20 to 30 students in this class. It's only taught in the fall. The majority are horticulture majors. In 2015, I did have 4 or 5 landscape architecture students. So I have landscape architecture, ag studies, some biology majors or agronomy majors, many that are taking a horticulture minor that will also take the class. Generally, the majority are female, except in 2014. And regardless of background, anywhere from 60 to 75% receive an A or a B as a final grade. That doesn't mean it's an easy class. It's really hard for many of them. But they work hard at doing well. 50% of their grade is ID quizzes only, those ID quizzes in lab. I do have 1 or 2 students who drop each year, and there are still 1 or 2 students that will receive a D or an F. Some of the strategies that they found most effective, and I'm going to present these as 2013, 14, and 15 are combined because that's part of a paper that was published a couple of years ago. But I decided that in 2016 and 17, I'm going to start graphing this out because I think there's some trends here as well. Remember, not everyone selected everything. So when we're looking at anything above 30, even 40%, a large portion of the class found this to be effective or not effective. The primary effective strategies that they found were flashcards and writing a name over and over and over again. Same things we probably did as well. Other things that they also found effective, too, were those required assignments, looking at live samples. The online games have become a little bit more important as we've gone through, walking through the garden, and then those that are drawing find it effective as well. In looking at what they say about these things, there are some themes that emerged. And this is, I think, where the richness of this data is really showcased. Anything that requires repetition, that writing out plant names, seems to be very effective. We can understand that. Anything that requires research, they have to look into something. They have to look up the scientific name or look up more facts about it, which they had to do for the videos and helping teach, or in the designs and how to use some of the plants. They found that to be really effective as well. Anything that required them to have that recall, that testing, that self-quizzing, this is where the flashcards were really effective. They could use those flashcards that they created. They could use them and test themselves on the bus or in between classes. Walking around a garden, they could say, oh, what is the scientific name for that? Or, you know, as they're kind of quizzing themselves. And then with the live samples, a lot of them would take the labels off, line them up, and then kind of quiz themselves that way as well, which 9 out of 10 times worked great until they put the wrong labels back on. So we had to check that frequently. And then another thing that they talked about in the last 3 years specifically was the social aspect and how they work together sometimes. It's nice to talk to someone and look at plants and differentiate some of those ID characteristics between one and another. The least effective strategies by far was one I didn't mention earlier, is that I require my students to write a poem about a perennial. And they hate poetry. They absolutely hate poetry. It's no points. It's just something that they do. We read their poems in lab. It requires that research. So they really kind of work hard at it. And I don't make them do it once. I ask them to do it twice. So I get a lot of really short poems the second time, but I get some pretty good ones the first time. And that's been every year. They've hated that. The first few years, they hated the video, creating the video. In 2013 and 2014, they didn't have the technology skills and the practice that they do in 2017. So that started to go down a little bit. So the technology was a frustration. And then you'll also see online games, drawing, and writing. Some don't like that as well. And it was some of the popular things or effective strategies earlier. So this reminds me that it's very individual. It's the strategies that work for you probably work for you and may not work exactly the same way for everyone else. The cool thing about the reflection from these strategies is what they said and asking them why it worked or didn't work. Then they started critiquing the strategy itself. So they found out that the online flashcards weren't working because they weren't writing down the scientific name. It was no longer that what they call muscle memory. They didn't like their initial flashcards if they didn't have pictures on them because they were skipping that step of identification. So, and they figured out some ways around it too. So writing a long list of scientific names on a notepad, they could check the spelling of this right one right before, so they switched to a whiteboard. So the strategy summary is that we had more effective strategies than we did ineffective strategies. And if there were meaningful and mindful effort that occurred, that strategy was successful. The story doesn't quite end there because when we look at those things that they didn't like or did like, they kind of did some amazing things. So in that reflection in the effort portfolio, many people wrote about that poem and the poetry and how they hated it. But many of them also will remember that poem and still remember that poem that they wrote. So it was effective. So they recognized, even though they didn't like it, it was an effective strategy. And then at the end of the semester, they started creating their own study strategies. The number of matching games that last year's students created was amazing. They would take their flashcards into the greenhouse and run around to try and match it with the plant that was growing there. And then the best thing as an instructor that came out of this was that the students weren't only thinking about their mindset and being that growth mindset, they were thinking about their thinking and their learning. So it's called metacognition, and they were holding themselves accountable for some things and then continuing through regardless. So even though they didn't feel like they were good designers and could draw something, they still participated and continued with that strategy. And it was effective. So final thoughts, any of these strategies can be effective or successful as long as there's meaningful and mindful effort put into it. And it worked really well from an education standpoint because there was a self-awareness. In a way, it kind of forced them to reflect on which strategies were good. This class is one class before the next plant ID class, which is woody plant. So hopefully they use this in the future as well. And do I have time for a question?
We have time for a couple questions.
Couple of questions. A few of them, because there's some juniors that take the class, I do know from other instructors that they often use those plants, herbaceous plants, more in designs than they do woodies. So that's one thing. Not always a good thing. And that they use a lot of those strategies. From some students I talked to, they use those strategies when they go to a woody plant course as well. So they make sure to make the flashcards, or they'll Google images or use the online games, whatever. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is that I only know one or two years later. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they can use those as life lessons too, but I don't know. Mary. I'd have to calculate. There are three other exams in the class. So there are four exams, and so all the exams are about 40 to 50%, and then the ID quizzes are about 40 to 50%. So, yeah, if you figured that out, it's